بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah. Hazrat Aqdas Hazrat Maulana Shah Haki Muhammad Aqdas Sahib Nawar Allahu Marqadahu. The title is Mujhe to Qurb ka Alam Diya Hai Aah Sahara Ne. Suna hai khanqahon mein mahabbat ke mehane, diya karta hai saqi aashiqon ko jaam peymane. Suna hai khanqahon mein mahabbat ke mehane, diya karta hai saqi aashiqon ko jaam peymane. Khilaf-e raah sunnat jo bana karte hain mastane, wo deewane bazaahir hain magar andar hain farzane. Khilaf-e raah sunnat jo bana karte hain mastane, wo deewane bazaahir mein hain magar andar hain farzane. Jo aarif hain wo kis aalam mein rehte hain khuda jaane. Jo aarif hain wo kis aalam mein rehte hain khuda jaane. Bala jo ghair aarif hain unka rutba kya jaane. Suna hai khanqahon mein mahabbat ke mehane, diya karta hai saqi aashiqon ko jaam peymane. Haseenon ke ujar jayenge jab jaghrafiye ek din, batana ja kaha jayega apne dil ko behlane. Haseenon ke ujar jayenge jab jaghrafiye ek din, batana ja kaha jayega apne dil ko behlane. Choya jaati hai unki dil mein ghabrata hu gulshan mein, mujhe to qurb ka alam diya hai aah sahara ne. Choya jaati hai unki dil mein ghabrata hu gulshan mein, mujhe to qurb ka alam diya hai aah sahara ne. Suna hai khanqahon mein mahabbat ke mehane, diya karta hai saqi aashiqon ko jaam peymane. Jo zahir ishq se na aashna phir bhi wo naza, nahi samjha hai khud lekin chala hai mujhko samjhane. Jo zahir ishq se na aashna hai phir bhi wo naza, nahi samjha hai khud lekin chala hai mujhko samjhane. کسی کی آہ مظلومی سے وقت ظلم درنا کا ہوئے ہیں خانے آباد بالم جس سے ویرانی کسی کی آہ مظلومی سے وقت ظلم درنا کا
وہی کرتے ہیں ان کے آہ أنا تبصر أختل جبال درج أوفت فيه وكرته بيجاني وهي كرته أنكي عاشق فلتبصر أختل جبال درج أوفت فيه وكرته بيجاني سلام خانقه من محبتك هم خاني ديا كرتاه ساقي عاشقك جام بيماني.
The purpose of this ashar is that we take the lessons from there. And all Hazrat's ashars are bayans. So let us listen to the bayan of Hazrat, and which has been put by the Kamal, the perfection of Hazrat in poetic form, which is not easy. To put a bayan in poetic form is not at all easy. It speaks of the great achievement and perfection of a person. So Hazrat says here, Mujhe to qurb ka alam diya hai, aahe sehra ne. The sigh of a person that goes out in Sahara, in a desert. That sigh of the desert brought me close to Allah Ta'ala. And Hazrat is referring to this when he was in Phulpur by his Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali. Where Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri was living in a place which was a Sahara, like a desert. It wasn't a village also, it was just one house, a farmhouse. And the Hazrat was living there, and Hazrat as a young man, he was at the age of 16, 17, very young. And at that time, a young person wants company all the time, wants friends, wants to be up to things, doing this, doing that all the time. But he spent his time with his Sheikh. And to spend your time with an old man, when you are so young, it is the great, great only for the fazal of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So anyway, in that condition, Ali Hazrat says that Allah Ta'ala gave me the closeness of Allah Ta'ala through the barakat of that sohbat and that environment there. Very few are those who have this, or whom Allah blesses like that. Usually a person in his later, older life, then he turns now to Allah Ta'ala. But to turn to Allah at that time, when you are in the prime of your youth, that speaks volumes and volumes of the blessings of Allah Ta'ala upon a person. Suna hai khanqao mein muhabbat ke hai mein khani. As it says that we have heard that in the khanqas, there are the taverns of love. Like in a tavern where beer, liquor is served. And when a person drinks, he becomes intoxicated. So like that, in the khanqas, the liquor of the love of Allah is being served. And people become intoxicated in the love of Allah Ta'ala. And that is a pure love. It doesn't upset the mind, and that the mind doesn't think. When with liquor, etc., then the mind doesn't function. A person that commits to murder also, he does what and what when he's in a state of intoxication. But this year is that intoxication of the love of Allah which is pure. The love of Allah is also pure, and the resulting intoxication is also pure. And a person is totally becomes oblivious of this worldly life and the things of this dunya. He understands it all. It is all in his eyes, but he sees its frivolity, its uselessness, that there is nothing really in this dunya's life. Diya karta hai saqi aashiqo ko jaam o peymane. And the bar man, the man who is in charge there, usually in the bar, he gives them liquor. He pours out liquor for them in their glasses, and he gives them. But in the khanqa, the sheikh in the Khanka gives jam or paimani. He gives the judge and the glasses of the liquor of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Always this has been that the Khanka has been compared with the tavern, with the bar. Because there the people become intoxicated and they forget themselves and they go in a trance and they are so eager to go there. A person gets his weekly wages and before he goes home he first goes to the bar. And half of his wages or all his wages he spends there. And then he goes home empty handed or something. But this year is that this is compared to that, just like the love of Allah Ta'ala, all Mashayikh have learned from Layla and Majnu. That Majnu also, that was a artificial love of this dunya, how he loved Majnu, how he loved Layla. But from there, they have learned the love. Ulama have even written to this extent, there is a great hope of Allah Ta'ala forgiving Majnu for that love that he had for Layla. Though he did nothing wrong, any illicit thing he did not do. But he just had the love for Layla, that Allah will forgive him because great, great awliya have learned the love of Allah from his stories. How he loved a mortal being, a human being, and how he was over intoxicated with her love. Like that, great, great awliya have learned the love of Allah Ta'ala. خلاف راہ سنت جو بنا کرتے ہیں مستانے. And there are those people also in the Khanka. Yeah, Hazrat is sounding a warning that there are all types of Khankas. There are the genuine ones also, and there are the fake ones also. Like for example, in the fake ones you'll have Qawwali also. And one person who was listening to Qawwali, and he was getting hal. And in that hal, he was jumping and performing a lot. So people were wondering that how the way he's performing and everything. He's in a deep trance. Hal he's in. So they wanted to try and let him settle down, let him sit peacefully, quietly. But they couldn't. One person thought of a plan and went to him and just whispered something in his ear. And then he came under control immediately. So then the people asked that, what did you do? We couldn't think of a plan like this. You thought of a plan. He says, don't worry, it's done. Whatever was supposed to be achieved has been achieved now. They say, no, in case we face a similar situation in future, so tell us what you say. So he said, all I told him is that your trouser is torn in a very delicate place and your private parts are showing. So immediately now, where did all that hal of his go? So Hazrat says, tera hal ek chal hai. Maqsad tera maal hai. That this hal of yours that you are getting, it is just one trick of yours, chal. And your object is to get money. That all must think, hey, this is a real buzurg. He goes in a trance in that. And all his object is just to get money. So anyway, that is, so you get that kind of people. And there are plenty of khankas like that. Where they smoke cigarettes, not cigarettes, they smoke dhaka and all that also. And all funny things they do. And the fawali that goes, and they get a lot of hal. But when Fajr Azan goes, they all go in sleep. There's a time now to get up for the faraz of Allah, but there's a time they go in sleep then. So you have to be careful for that. So those people, khilaf raah sunnat jo bana karte hai mastani, they become mastani, madly in love, intoxicated in the love, but they are going against the way of sunnat. So when you want to make a share, one of the major criteria is to see whether he follows sunnat or not. Of course, nobody is perfect. But by and large, is he on the tariqah of sunnat? And the more he is on sunnat, the more closer, the more you should attach yourself to that person. And in order to understand also that who is on sunnat And who is not on sunnah is not everyone's work also. A person has to have, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, that only two types of people can stay in my khanqah and stay by me and be my mu'taqid. One is a bhala ka aashiq ho, a person who has great love for me. And just because of love, whatever I do, he accepts it. He doesn't question, no question, because he has got so much love. Ya bhala ka alim ho, or is a very great alim, that is not just an ordinary alim, that he finds fault and objection in what I do. He has got that knowledge, that he has got deep understanding to see that what I do, there is a shari'i point somewhere in it. And he has got that knowledge to understand that. So it's not for everyone also. But generally, a person can make out quite one person who wanted to become a murid of a sheikh went there to him, and it was just time. Time 12 o'clock, midday. And the sheikh was so pious that he came outside and he read his namaz on the sand, not on a musalla also. So when the person came, he's such a big sheikh, mashallah, chast namaz is not the thing. Everyone doesn't get tawfiq of chast namaz. Right? There are people who get tawfiq of ishraq, tahajjud. Ishraq also is not so easy for everyone. But chast even more. It's not everyone that will go back to the musalla at about 11 o'clock and then make chast namaz at that time. But this buzurg made his chast namaz also. So this person came and he said he just made his chast namaz and he's gone back now in his room. And he won't emerge now. He's now busy with all his wazaif, awrad, whatever, etc. So this person looked at the place where he was making sajda and he saw that where he put his fingers on the sand, his fingers were open. They were not closed together. So he says that a person this who is not following sunnat in this year, then how, what am I going to become bad to such a person? So what was his criteria? That he checked that also. So anyway, to a person who is not on sunnat, a person must be careful. A person must follow somebody who is following sunnat. Wo diwane bazair hai, magar andar hai farzane. Outwardly they are diwana, mad in love of Allah. Diwana, mad person, mad in the love of Allah. But inside they are farzane. Farzane, very shrewd people. Not intelligent people, very shrewd people. They know how to trick people. And they know how to lead people astray. They know all the tricks, all the, they will tell stories, they will carry, act like big buzurs, their talks, etc. A person will get impressed with all that. But a person should see that one of the major criteria is ittiba' sunnat. The other is istiqamat. That how much is a person regular all the time. Istiqamat fauka alfa karama is more greater than 1,000 karamats also. Even if a sheikh shows some karamat that is out of the ordinary, what people normally cannot do or achieve, don't be impressed with that also. As our sheikh rahmatullah Ali says, that even if a buzurg flies in the air, don't be impressed with that. Because a fly also flies in the air. And that is no achievement. You won't become bad to a fly. That you are, mashallah, such a great buzurg, you fly in the air. So that is no. Ittiba'i sunnat, istiqamat. Those are things which are very, very great things. Jo arif hai, wo kis aalam mein rehte hai, khuda jaane. A person who is a real arif, who has recognized Allah. And by recognizing Allah, he is in connection with Allah. In which realm, in which world he is, only Allah knows. A person who has connection with Allah Ta'ala, and his thoughts are with Allah, not only in namaz he is, but even out of namaz, his thoughts are with Allah Ta'ala. In what a state, in what a realm that person is living, only Allah Ta'ala knows. بھلا جو غیر عارف ہے وہ ان کا رتبہ کیا جانے that person who is not an Arif, how can he recognize that person who is an Arif? And a person who is not an Arif, one is, perhaps he hasn't got the knowledge of Deen, or he's got the outward knowledge of Deen, Fiqh, etc., but he hasn't got knowledge of the Marifat of Allah Ta'ala. He doesn't know who Allah Ta'ala is. So a person who is like that, he cannot recognize. One of our great Shaykh Shibli, Rahmatullah Alayh, one great Imam, most probably it was Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Rahmatullah Alayh. On one occasion when Shaykh Shibli came and visited him or something, he stood up and he kissed him on his forehead. So the students of Imam Ahmad objected and said that Shaykh Shibli, nobody takes him into consideration. He's a buzurg, he's a great person, buzurg person, but that you are Imam of the time and you stood up and you kissed him. He said, I only did that what I saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam doing. In my dream I saw that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stood up and kissed Shaykh Shibli on his forehead. So the person who recognizes like that, they will know who these people are. But the other people who haven't got that knowledge and that, they won't recognize who these people are. Haseeno ke ujar jayenge jab geographia ek din. And the beauties that you are dying after and going after now, one day when their beauty, when all their outward beauty will come to an end. Old age will come. Eyes will set in. Cheeks, they will set in. And wrinkles on the face, etc. When all this outward beauty, what was in the youth, when that will be gone, and now that old age will come. Bata nada, kahan jayega ap dil ko behlane. Then, oh, Nadan, ignorant person, tell me now where are you going to go and find satisfaction and that enjoyment you used to get. In other words, don't just think of the present, think of the future also. Today that you are enjoying with this young girls, etc., but soon the time will come when they will be old ladies and their whole complexion will also change. The features will also change. Everything will change. So, and if you make your connection with Allah Ta'ala, Allah is beauty forever and ever. Allah Ta'ala's beauty doesn't come to an end ever. And no matter how much you engage yourself with Allah and make the zikr of Allah and connect yourself with Allah, you will only find great, great enjoyment all the time. So make your connection with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Don't make your connection with these temporary idols. They are just beautiful today now, but very soon all that beauty will be destroyed. Jo yaad aati hai unke dil mein ghabrata hoon gulshan mein. When I think of that time, there Hazrat is referring to, most probably to Phulpur again. When I think of my Shaykh, Mona Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, there in the jungle, then here in Gulshan, and also Allah Ta'ala made it, that not only it was a garden, but it was Gulshan Iqbal. It's known as Gulshan Iqbal, where Hazrat was. So Hazrat says, here in Gulshan is a garden. That here in the garden, my heart, I'm restless in my heart in Gulshan. When I think of the times when I was there in the desert of Phulpur, and how I used to, when I found my Allah with my Shaykh, wow, what enjoyment I used to get there. Mujhe to qurb ka alam diya hai, aah sehra ne. The sigh of the desert gave me the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. When I took out the love of this dunya, the love of entertainment, sports, woman, fashion, whatever you can think of, all that I took out, and I had the love of Allah Ta'ala, that is the time when I found my Allah. And that enjoyment that I got in there, I can't find that anywhere else, nowhere else. Jo zahire ishq se na aashna hai, phir bhi wo nada. A person who is a zahid ishq, Ishq is the love of Allah Ta'ala. Zahid is a person who is not, who is a dry person. He makes lot of ibadat also. He abstains from dunya also. But he is a person who hasn't got the enjoyment of the love of Allah. He is a person who goes by the book. He's by rules and regulations his life is. There isn't love in his life. There isn't not love of dunya, there isn't love of Allah also. All he does is he goes by the book. Like a alim also, one is a alim a haq. He follows the truth, but he goes by the book only. He didn't make an effort to find Allah Ta'ala and the love of Allah Ta'ala. Muntaha nazar. His eyes are just as far as rules and regulations are concerned. This is halal, this is haram, this is jais, this is najais. But love of Allah, and to explain people also, and to explain them from the love of Allah Ta'ala. Like for example, many people today, they will say that for a person, you are being too extreme. You everything you want to do, you just want to do it according to sunnah, etc. And you want to do it according to the ways of the buzurg. You are being too extreme. Now one is to explain that person by rules and regulations. And one is to explain that person by love. That I am following sunnah because of the great love of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. And what love is. And as you love the ways of the kuffar, and you want to follow their ways, and in that you find peace and you find enjoyment. I find it in the ways of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. And it is quite clear, the most perfect way of life is the life of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. So for that, with love to explain to the person, not by rules and regulations only. By rules and regulations, many times things break. Even a marriage, if you want to try and mend a marriage which is on the rocks, and you just do it by rules and regulations, it doesn't hold fast. But what is a marriage that is based on love for one another, then you overlook many things from one another's side also, because there is love in that marriage. So jo zahir hai ishq se na aashna hai, that person who is unaware of the love, he only knows rules and regulations. Wo nada nahi samjha hai, that person who is an ignorant person, he hasn't understood himself khud, lekin chala hai mushko samjhane, but he wants to explain to me. He is just a person going by the books, by the rules, and he hasn't understood reality. And now he hasn't understood, but he wants to explain to me. Now a person who hasn't understood himself, how is he going to explain to somebody else? First you have to understand yourself, then you can understand. How can a person who is a student teach other students? A person who has studied and he becomes a teacher, an ustad, he will teach the student. So a person who becomes a ustad in the love of Allah, he will be able to teach others the love of Allah. Otherwise, how can you teach the love of Allah when you yourself don't have the love of Allah Ta'ala? Jiski aahe mazloomi se waqte zulm darna tha. Kisi ki aahe mazloomi se waqte zulm darna tha. Whenever a person, kisi ki aahe mazloomi, a person who was oppressed, people, they did not fulfill his rights. An oppressed person, whether it's a poor person or whatever, and somebody made zulam on him. And at the time of zulam, that baddua of his that goes out, be very careful of that. And this is a thing which all of us must be very, very conscious about, especially when you are in your youth, in your prime, and your wealth and your position. You're the boss, you've got an executive position, and you can easily just fire somebody, just do anything to anyone, just tell anyone anything. But that person, if zulm is made on him, and his baddua goes out at that time, We have to be very careful of that. To harm other people like that. Hue hai khanae abad zalim se veerane. By that baddua, that khanae abad, that place that was well populated, everything was carrying on there, bustle, busy, everything was carrying on there. But the baddua of that person, this place became a wairana, became a deserted place. Nothing was left there. So be very careful. And in our daily lives, this is something that we must be very careful. Especially people who are in a position of authority. And they can easily fire anyone. They can easily subtract wages from any person for anything, whatever it is. We must be very, very careful for that. That we don't may take the baddua of any person. Because that can be very, very harmful. Sataya Umar Bhar, Abu Jahal ne shama'i nabuwat ko. Abu Jahal, whole life he troubled Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Causing great. Abu Jahal had position. He was the leader of the Quraysh. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam at the beginning was like from the Zu'afa, the poor, the weak people. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was still starting with his mission. But Abu Jahl did not leave any stone unturned to trouble Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Magar badnaam hai dono jahan mein uske afsane. But now the final result, what is the position of Abu Jahl? It is recorded, that he is buried there in Badr, where he was killed. And there where he has been killed, public toilets are made there. And all the waste of the people who use those public toilets go and fall on him. And this carries on now till Qiyamah's day. And a person who was troubling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam his whole life. He had the position at that time. He had the upper hand at that time. And he kept on troubling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now forever and ever, this is what his condition is. So we have to be very careful. Don't take the baddua of any Muslim. Any, even amongst friends. One friend amongst us, he's a bit weak. He may be crippled. He may be having some other defect, whatever. And we take advantage of him. And we trouble him, etc. And if his baddua comes out, very, very dangerous for us. We don't know what can happen. A well-established home, well-established anything, it can turn around and become completely the opposite. So we can see here what Nasihat Hazrat is giving in this Ash'ar. Though they are just Ash'ar normally, and we will just praise the Ash'ar, but what great advices are being given. کہاں تک ضبط بیتابی کہاں تک پاس بدنامی کہاں تک how long must I control myself ضبط to control بیتابی that what I want to say what I want to tell and how long must I control it کہاں تک پاس بدنامی how long must I tolerate and think that I will be that people will criticize me people will speak against me I don't care. Let the people speak against me. Let them criticize me. Doesn't matter. Let them say what they want to. But the truth what I have to say, I have to say. And I'm going to say. Kaha kya majboor izhari bayaan par khauf fardani. I've become helpless. I can't help it. I have to speak now the truth. Whatever the truth is. And that is may Allah Ta'ala bring that upon us. That we realize that the truth, we can't keep quiet about it. We can't hide it. Whoever it is, that whoever the person is in front, and whatever society and people are going in a certain way, but the truth, I can't keep quiet about it. I have to speak about it. I can't keep it back now. I have to speak. نہ کر تحقیر اے زاہد خدا کے درد مندوں کی and don't make تحقیر to humiliate to bring down those people who are the true lovers of Allah Ta'ala Those people who are the true servants of Allah Ta'ala, and they maintain and they call out the law of Allah Ta'ala. Don't look down upon them and don't disgrace them. And don't try and pass remarks upon them. Like for example, that they are too strict, for example. They are too rigid. They got their one way, one track thinking, and they just want to do things their way. Don't pass remarks like that. These people who are in the love of Allah and the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and they want to follow the true deen, that and you want to pass remarks about them, be very careful about that. That these people have got a great position. Maqam-e darde dil ko bekhabar tu, ah, kya jaane? Those people who have got the position of darde dil, the love of Allah, the pain is in their heart. That what is happening, and it is paining them. And they are not people who ya'lamuna zahiram min al-hayati dunya, who only know the things of this dunya's life. And that also the zahir of this dunya. Ya'lamuna zahiram min al-hayati dunya. They don't know, it is not ya'lamuna hayat al-dunya. Ya'lamuna zahiram min al-hayati. Just the outward things of this dunya's life they know. That for this world, yeah, we want to live it up, enjoy it. Our sports, our entertainment, our fashion, our whatever type of functions, gatherings that we have. And anyone wants to call for parda is a problem. Anyone wants to call for adherence to Sharia, no videoing, no mixing of man and woman. And then now we make a problem of all that, of all those things. So don't make tahqeer, don't look down upon such people. Maqam-e darde dil ko bekhabar tu, ah, kya jaane? What do you know about these people who have got this great love of Allah Ta'ala? Tajalli unki hoti hai ata qalb-e shakasta mein, and tajalli, lightning, and they are blessed with that power of how a lightning is in their broken hearts. When they are being told all, they are being remarked, all types of remarks are made about them, and their hearts are broken. But in that broken heart, there is a lightning that flashes there. And like in a dark night, or when stormy weather, and the cloud has become overcast, and it is dark, but that one bolt of lightning, what power has it got? So these are those people that you have spoken about them, you tried and put them down, and you tried and control them, but in their hearts, that love of Allah Ta'ala, and when they speak with that connection with Allah Ta'ala. Kya hai qalb ko lekin shakasta gham ke sauda ne? Kya hai qalb ko lekin shakasta gham ke sauda ne? And them, their sawdane, their tasbih, their connection with Allah Ta'ala, they have made kya hai qalb ko, the heart, shakasta. They've broken the heart. How the lightning comes and it causes a fire to break out. It causes one lightning. What and what devastation it brings. Like that, these people who are connected with Allah Ta'ala, their one statement they make, the one of words they say, it has a great effect on people. So these are people who have been connected with Allah. They are not those farzani. They are not those shurut people. They are not the sly people. They are the ones who have really got connection with Allah. And they fear Allah Ta'ala. And they fear the result of actions, not in this world, but in the year after, what it will be. Nahi hai zindagi mein jiski koi daastan gham ki. A person who hasn't got any story of sorrow in his life. That is, he never gave up his desires. He always, whatever he desired, he got. He never gave up his desires. Like Hazrat in his youth, when he was 16, 17 years, and at that time, what were desires? In fact, the halal and jais desires. Hazrat says that usually a young person, he likes his food also. But his sheikh, Shah Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali shouldn't have breakfast. He was an old man, and in old age, it's food, and that also is not that covetous, so desirous as what it is to a young person. So he shouldn't have breakfast. So Hazrat says that in following my sheikh, I also did not have breakfast. To have breakfast is 100% jayz, halal. And who doesn't like his breakfast? And with whatever your eggs in breakfast, your cream, your jam, your honey, whatever you love in your breakfast, but you don't have any breakfast. Now imagine what is the condition of that person. So a person who made no sacrifices whatever, he just everything just what he wanted to do he did, and he made no sacrifices. That person, nahi hai zindagi mein jiski koi daastan gham ki, that you did not make any of these sacrifices. Wo ahle gham ke qurb khush khastagi ko kya jaane, where can that person ever know what is the position of the closeness of those people who have made these great, great sacrifices. This person can also gain the love of Allah. He didn't make any sacrifices, but he's obedient to Allah. He doesn't break the laws of Allah. He has got the love of Allah, but he won't get that position with those people who made that sacrifices. And he can never ever know what the position of those people are, who had gained the great love of Allah Ta'ala. وہ اہلِ غم کے قربِ خستگی کو آہ کیا جانے وہی کرتے ہیں ان عاشقوں پر تبصرے اختر. Hazrat says that it is only those people who pass remarks on these great lovers of Allah. They live a different life from all in society. Everyone else is going in one stride, in one way, in one trend. Everyone is going, but they have got a complete. And people have a problem with them in everything. That they are too extreme. They got their own wavelengths. They got their own their way of thinking. And everything, people just have an objection with them almost in everything. Jo zalim darde ulfat se hua karte hai begane. That person who is unmindful of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Those are the people who make tapsira, who make upas remarks all the time. That these are such people. These people, they belong to a different league. And they very extreme. And these are the holy people. These are like this about Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. People say the hum qawmun mutahharun. Yeah, they're very pure, clean people. Leave them. We not like them. They are people who are, they're just different people. But those are the people, finally, what happened to those people? How they were taken and up into the air and thrown down upside down. And then rain of stone came down upon them. And Lut alayhi salam and his people were all totally saved. So even in this world, and then what will be the condition in the akhirah? So yeah, in this form, Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat has given us a great message. Mujhe to qurb ka alam diya hai, aahe sehra ne. We should also learn these lessons. Amongst these lessons that we have to learn, one very important lesson for the present time is tomorrow is the 20th of October, is the day of Diwali, internationally. And many places, Muslims are living close to Hindus also. And they will be celebrating their Diwali. And in their Diwali celebration, amongst many other things also, is they will be bursting firecrackers. And they will have a firecracker show also, which is very captivating also, all the lights that come, etc. In one place where Muslims were living and the neighbors were Hindus, so the Hindus were all the crackers and the firecrackers and that. So the little children get attracted and they wanted to see. So the Dadi, who was a righteous, pious lady, she warned them, don't look there. Even looking is not permissible. And today, in many places where Hindus live in close proximity, as especially in poor areas, where they are very much friends also with the Hindus, And on this Diwali day, they will send some of their foodstuffs also as presents also. Exchange that also and send foodstuffs. These are all very dangerous things. We all should try. Jamiatul Ulama, KZN, has published a very nice article. Not so lengthy it is, not so lengthy also, but very warning the dangers of this year. Very great dangers. Allah rewards Wifaqul Ulama also. They also have got, and their articles are nice and short also. And the message is also clear. The KZN or Jamiat's article is a bit lengthy, not so lengthy, but it is very, very important. Our iman is at stake. In these things here, that for example, man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum. A person who resembles any people, he is counted amongst those people. So if we also bursting firecrackers or another thing, that is the place where many people are living in close proximity with Hindus. Many other places Muslims are living in close proximity with Christians. And in December time, with their Christmas lights and the Christmas tree, and people go to different towns to see Christmas lights. During Christmas period, certain towns they go excel in the lighting of certain places, etc., the town hall or whatever it is, and people travel from towns from where and where to go and see those places. So that is equally dangerous also. And all this, that a person man kathara sawada qawmin fahuwa minhum, if we increase the numbers of this people, we are counted from amongst them. And it is also that whatever good is taking place anywhere in the world, and we are not present there, but we are happy with that good, we are counted amongst those people who are present there. And if any bad is happening, and we are not present there also, but we are happy with that wrong and that evil that is taking place, we are counted amongst those people also. So we must be very careful. The sports also, all the different types of sports and the wrong things that happen in the sports events, boys and girls mixing, and a lot of wrong things that happen. And all this other entertainment also, and this religious functions of these people, whether it's the Hindus, whether it is the Christians, or any other religious group also, we must be very, very careful. And to train our children also with regard to these matters, that they must be also stay away. Otherwise, really, the KwaZulu-Natal article and the Wifaq article also, it makes it very, very clear. It's a real, real thing about our iman. At this time, it is a matter of our iman. And one thing is gunai kabira. Make toba, Allah Ta'ala make maaf. But the question of our iman is concerned. And we take part in all these things. And how many Muslims also purse crackers, which is a sheer waste of money. And crackers are not cheap. How expensive are they not? And how dangerous also. And for animals, it is like hell that breaks loose. How it disturbs the minds of the animals also. So all these wrong things that are happening, we must be very, very careful. So for tomorrow also, and wherever we can, whoever we can warn, it is our duty also. And Christmas time also, New Year's night, 12 o'clock at night to blow hooters, etc. What is that? But how many Muslims also do all these things? And all the other wrong things that happen at Christmas time, New Year's time, and we must be very careful. We are so weak in our iman, our namazes are not in order, and then we go and still get involved in all these other things. We should be living that we don't know anything of that. And many of us are such that, for example, Christmas Day, who opens shop? But each day, how many people open shop? For each day, it's no problem, we can open shop. But for Christmas Day, and at one time during the apartheid government, by law, you couldn't open your shop on Christmas Day, public holidays, Sundays, etc. But now there is deregulation. If you want to, you can open. And on each day, nobody is forcing you to open your shop. But how many of us, our shops are open on each day? Right? And on Christmas Day, shops are closed. New Year's Day, shops are closed. So we have to see our imani status. Very, very important to check. And we should check all this out. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah, to look after our iman and to may Allah protect our iman, inshallah.